Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vermeer Corporation President and CEO Jason Andringa joins us on today's program to look back at the company's 70th anniversary. First of all, from your perspective, now that you've had some time to maybe process this and look back to what happened on July to where we are now, just what are your general thoughts about this whole entire recovery process from a disaster that devastated a good portion of this campus to being rebuilt and having the full staff here at the end of the year?
It certainly has been a very impactful year. And in fact, I would go so far, and I've said this to groups of Vermeer team members several times, that when my career eventually comes to a close at Vermeer and I look back on all the years I've been at Vermeer, I anticipate 2018 is going to be the year I'm most proud of. And I'd even take it a step farther and say I hope 2018 is the year I'm most proud of, because I certainly hope we don't have to overcome the challenges in the future that we've had to overcome this year. But at the same time, I could not be more proud of the response of the Vermeer team to the tornado and how quickly we got our team back to work, how quickly we recovered production, how quickly we developed plans to rebuild better and stronger than ever before. And so, you know, as we come to the end of this calendar year, I could not be more proud of how 2018 played out for Vermeer.
Obviously, Vermeer has a great team here to make that happen, but you had a lot of help from others and a lot of people reach out to you in the manufacturing industry, our local first responders and the initial cleanup and the initial kind of assessment of damage, all the way through to the process of the past couple of months now. I'm sure there's so many people to thank, but what did it mean to see that outreach of support come back to Vermeer after years of doing business with manufacturers or supporting our local community, to see that kind of turn back on you in a positive way?
I really can't express enough gratitude and sincere appreciation for the incredible outpouring of support. The day the tornado hit, I came out of the tornado shelter and looked out to the west. And the two things that I will always remember, that my first things that I saw as I looked outside after the tornado hit us, is one, there was a blue sky, which of course is kind of mind-blowing after extremely severe weather has just gone through, that you look out to the west and it's a blue sky. And then the other thing is, already at that time, emergency vehicles were arriving. I saw police cars coming by. I saw ambulances coming by. Pretty sure I saw a fire truck coming by just right off the bat. So literally the moment after we got the final all clear and could come out of the tornado shelters, emergency responders were already there. And the work of the emergency responders was awesome. Immediately, we started getting outpouring of support from local businesses. Pella Corp has been phenomenal. Every organization in Pella has been terrific. The churches have been phenomenal. We had outpouring of support from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, from the National Association of Manufacturers. Even really all of our competitors reached out with, you know, really sincere expressions of support. And even a number of our competitors made contributions to the fund based at the well. And, you know, once again, the well also did a phenomenal job of supporting our team members. But there were even some of our competitors that made contributions to that fund to help out our team members. So support of the shareholders, support of family members, all of that has just been absolutely phenomenal. And then, of course, on top of it, you know, 2,700 Pella-based Vermeer team members have just been as remarkable as any group of people could possibly be in recovering from the tornado.
Talk about just the response of your security team and your staff that day to get people in safety, considering, you know, how volatile storms could be. It could have missed you by a half mile, but unfortunately hit you right on campus. And talk about what it meant to just have everybody essentially be safe within a short time span after it hit.
Our employee health and safety team did a phenomenal job. We run drills, and of course, living in Iowa, we get sort of natural drills when there is a tornado warning and we all go into shelters. And, you know, every time before this time, you've been in the shelter for a period of time, and then you get the all clear and you go back to work. And this is the first time we were in the shelters, and we came out and things looked completely different afterward. And so our security team, our employee health and safety team were were incredible, making sure that everybody was where they were supposed to be. And certainly that very first press briefing that I was part of at about 8 o'clock on the night of the tornado, the number one most important piece of news that I was incredibly happy to be able to say is that we'd had only minor injuries, minor physical injuries that had already been treated in the hospital and released. And then, of course, other even more minor injuries that were treated right here on site. So no major injuries. You know, when I did that very first press briefing, the emergency response teams were still sweeping the buildings. And it could have been possible at that point that that there had been something that we weren't aware of. And we were aware of that in the back of our minds. But everything at that point looked as though there were no serious injuries or worse. And, you know, thankfully, by the next morning, we felt very definitively that emergency responders had done thorough sweeping of the buildings. And that continues to be the greatest blessing that came out of the tornado, is that all of our people were safe. And I've said it many times since then. For me, once I knew we had all of our people, I felt confident that we had everything that we needed to rebuild. Buildings are insured and can be replaced. Vehicles are insured and can be replaced. Vermeer is a financially strong company. We've got all the financial resources we need to rebuild. As long as we've got the people, we've got everything we need.
Once again, that was Vermeer Corporation CEO Jason Andringa. Tune in January to hear Andringa look ahead for Vermeer Corporation into 2019. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.